And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're back in the mighty 1090 studios after a long visit somewhere, all kinds of
all
different
over.
Places. Yeah, and we have a couple of great guys in the studio with us. Mike and Pete from Kussler Yachts, going to be talking boats, boat shows, and how you can get on the water and get out there and go fishing. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boat show time.
Yeah, boat show time. We're back from our travels, and I had a great trip down there to Loretto, Rancho Llanero, and you had a great trip down there to Palmas de Cortez and Rancho Llanero.
Yeah, it was great, man. We just hit it so I'd say we hit it right, but it's not the case. It's always nice down there. You know, the weather is so good, and the places that we stayed both at Palmas de Cortez and at Rancho Llanero. And how do you have a bad trip down there? You don't. You know, it was just fantastic. Yeah, whole family had a great time. It was awesome.
Fun time, yeah. And we had a little weather window there. You had the perfect weather.
Yeah.
You didn't leave us any. He left us one good day of weather. But we had a little bit of weather down there at our Rancho Llanero tournament, but people still caught fish.
Good.
We'll hear more about that. And, of course, Dr. Bob Blum, the tournament director, did a great job, and all his help, and Rancho Llanero, and John Ireland was such a great host.
Oh, man.
Everything. And then, of course, Loretto was fantastic, great broadcast, and the team there was great, and such hospitality from the Mexican officials and such like that. And Loretto's such a great town. So.
That's a cool place, man. That's a really cool part of Baja, that Loretto. I like it.
It really is easy to get to, and lots of fun, for sure.
Perfect mix of old school, but still really nice accommodations and, you know, easy to stay, and it's really easy to navigate the town, but you also get that mix of old school Mexico. I love that place.
Yeah. And one of the destinations that you can go if you have your own boat and buy one from Kustler Yachts, right, guys? One of many, yeah, indeed. Good morning.
What's up, boys?
Mike, good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
great morning. To have you. All right, yeah, pull that mic nice and close to you, Mike. There we go. And boat show time, right? You guys are down at the San Diego Boat Show?
Yep, all weekend.
Yeah, and you have some boats down there? Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've got three boats at the show. We've got a brand-new regulator center console. We've got a nice Riviera flybridge,
nice.
And also a nice 41-foot Express Lures. So stop by and say hi.
Cool.
Nice, yeah. That 41 Express Lures, can't believe that thing hasn't sold yet. I mean,
yeah.
That is such a sweet boat. Low hours, and they just lowered the price on it, right?
Yeah, $275. It's a great deal. QSM 11s. It's a big 41-foot boat, like Pete said. Great local platform. Get the big boat feel for not a lot of money.
It's an 05?
06.
06. And how many hours on the engines?
600.
So they're like broken in, just broken in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
What a great boat.
What a cool size boat, too, because like that, like you say, that's big boat feel. I mean, you're going offshore fishing very comfortably, but not so big that you need a crew of professionals to run the thing.
Yeah, and it really is a big boat for a 41-foot boat. It's got a huge bow flare on it, decent room downstairs. It's a nice boat.
That's cool.
I mean, that seems to be the deal of the year from what I see of what boat market's going on right now.
Yeah, that's a real good deal. I like that little regulator center console we got. You know,
that's pretty nice.
Yeah, Pete and I fished it this week, and, you know, you're cruising 35 knots. It's a nice boat.
It's really cool the way Yamaha painted up the white motors for them, and it's just got a great look to it.
Super clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
These things are fast,
That's
too.
A big 23.
We got smoked by a regulator the other day. Those are fast boats, man.
No, I know.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Super comfortable is the big thing. You know, you pay a little bit more, but, you know, you guys know in boats you get what you pay for.
There's no question about it, yeah. If you've ridden some lesser quality boats, I think my teeth are still from riding boats that before were not quite what a regulator would be, for sure.
You guys have been selling the regulators for a while. What has kind of become the more popular model that that has been selling out here?
I'd say the 28 and the 34.
See, that's the reason I'm so curious is they're, you know, so known for big, rad center consoles, and that's just seeming to catch on out here. So I wasn't sure if what they're known for, the big killer ones are what sell more out here, or the more traditional size of the 23 out here. So
yeah, the 28 seems to be the most popular in Southern California, because it's really, you get a true 28-foot boat, so they don't count the bracket or the engines.
Okay.
So, I mean, the boat's 30 feet, 6 inches overall. Something like that.
By the time it's all set.
And then Yamaha just came out with their new power option, so they went with a 425 horsepower, so that's going to change things up.
That's
cool.
New 425 just came out.
A single 425?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
that's a big engine there.
Yeah, and their new, the 41 has been retooled and has a full windshield and a bigger stateroom downstairs, and it comes with four 425.
Come on.
Four of them.
Get out of here.
That's what you need.
Yeah, sign me up.
What class is that boat?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, it's classified. Like the guys on customs, right?
It's going to
You smoke the guys on customs.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fast.
But if you buy one today, we'll fill it up for you.
There you go.
Yeah, cool. One time, right?
No, three times.
Three times.
So
okay.
Be careful. That's a serious offer. Yeah.
So
that's cool.
So you guys definitely sell some of the finest boats on the market, regular and then
Hatteras.
Also the Hatteras, right?
Yep.
The Hatteras is like a legendary boat, and they make how many different models?
You know, in the sport fish side, they 60 to 70. You know, all they 60, 70. And some bigger models coming out now.
Yeah, and then they also make the 45.
Yep, 45
They make
Express.
A 45 Express. And the 45 Express is a real nice boat for Southern California.
Yeah.
It has a lower helm, and if you get it with the flybridge option, you've got the lower helm downstairs and the flybridge.
That's cool.
Sweet.
So if you're on your way out to the islands or, you know, the western islands like Clemente or Catalina or something, you could be warm.
Yeah.
Right.
So you guys, new and used boats, basically most of the market you have is selling used boats, right?
You know, I would say 70% used, 30% new. The new boat market has really ticked up because there's no inventory out there. So
yeah.
Everyone's kind of got to go that direction at some point.
Yeah. So when you say no inventory, is it just the market is really smoking for selling boats?
Well, it's part that. And then with the recession, there weren't that many boat builders putting out product. So, you know, a lot of those boats have been picked up on the used boat market, and there just isn't that much product left out there, at least late model. So it's a product of the environment and really good economy.
And trying to catch up right now.
Trying to catch up.
Better
and,
economy.
Yeah.
What about boat financing? I noticed at the San Diego Boat Show yesterday, which is going on now and you guys are down there, that there was a lot of people selling boat financing. How is boat financing right now?
It's pretty good. Usually it's a 20-year term. You know,
it's almost like a house.
You can use a money factor of about $6.50 per thousand.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, $100,000 loans, you know, $600 a month, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it's not too bad.
No,
yeah.
Definitely not.
Heck yeah. Interest rates are good. And
4.5, you can get lower.
Wow, that's great.
800 score, you can get probably 4.25.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a good time to buy a boat.
Oh, really? Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what is it, Pete? I know you helped me find my boat, and I've heard you time and time again. You did the same thing with me. It's like, don't buy that boat. Why is it that some boats are right? How do you pick somebody to pick the right boat?
Mike as well. We ask people from the beginning what they plan on doing with it.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's just planning on, you know, fishing local or, you know, and not bringing the boat down to Mag Bay or going down Cabo, stuff like that, we're not going to put them in something like that. I mean, unless they really, really want it, you know, something big. But, you know, having been on the water and running boats basically my whole life, know what engines to stay away from and, you know, just what to look at.
Yeah. What things are important here in Southern California as well as when and holding onto a boat, right?
Exactly.
What's your history? Tell people about where you've been, because you've spent a lot of time in the sport fishing industry.
Yeah, no, I started I started when I was a kid working in the office at Seaforth, and then went over to Islandia and worked on the Dolphin, and then after high school I went commercial fishing, went albacore fishing, and did that for a long time until I bought a couple sport boats and then sold those and went back albacore fishing, and now I'm working with Mike.
Yeah, and Mike, you've been around for a long time, too.
A lot of hours on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been out here in SoCal since 2000, but my background's on the water as well, and I went to a Merchant Marine Academy, fished pretty much all throughout the country, and just love being on the water. Come from a boating family, and that's what it's all about. I'm a boater at heart and fisherman for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And the East Coast environment for you growing up back there is such a boating community, even though they can't boat like we can boat.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my folks are 75, and they're just talked to them yesterday. They just got the boat in the water, and you know, it's a different deal. You know, my mom's out there cleaning the boat and painting the bottom, and she looks at out here like, well, you have people that actually wash your boat, and what's the deal?
That's funny. So, bringing that in is like there is like every service oriented person in the boating industry.
It's unbelievable.
How do you find the right people to take care of your boat? That I think, and you guys are such a resource on that.
That's probably what we offer the best. It's like anything else. It's just like Pete was saying. It's time on the water. It's, you know, we're boat owners ourselves. We're always on the docks. We're in the thick of things, and it's just good finding good people. Just like any other industry, just being good people attract good people, and that's. This is such a small industry, and reputation is everything. So just finding a good network is what we pride ourselves on.
And you guys have built a really good network of resources to help keep your boat in tip-top shape.
Absolutely.
Which is key with a boat, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's it just like any boat, whether it's a commercial boat, a sport boat, or a yacht, it doesn't take long for things to get away from you.
Worst thing that can happen to a boat is what?
Sink.
Well, I mean, just as far as...
That is the answer.
Yeah, that's
fire.
That's not good.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, sink or fire, you know. Those
get good
happen,
insurance.
Right? Yeah. But, I mean...
Sit, I'm sure, is where you're going, right?
Just
like,
sit.
The worst thing in the world you could do.
Worst thing for a boat.
That's, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, and I hate to use the car analogy, but I will. You know, the high-end sport car that sits in the garage and doesn't get used is going to have issues, and the same with these boats we sell. They're super high-end performance machines. And
they need to run.
They need to run, and you can't just weekend them and expect them everything to be flawless.
Yeah, you have to keep on it.
Oh, 100%.
Right? You have to move the boat. You have to keep on the maintenance of the boat, everything about it. A boat sitting is just a disaster waiting to happen.
You got it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, San Diego Boat Show, I was amazed. I went down there yesterday, saw you guys down there. Boy, what a incredible job Duncan McIntosh and his crew have done to basically revitalize that show into being a real, true boat show now.
Yeah, that's a great job.
Tim really? Baker does an awesome job on the docks on our end. He's kind of orchestrating all the boat lineup for us. And, again, Tim has been awesome.
Tim is the man.
Yeah, of course, really good.
Yeah, involved with Fred Hall for years and, you know, working for Duncan full-time now. But it's just there's so much good things to see there, whether you're a sailboater, a power boater, a fisherman, you want a big yacht, those are things that are down there. It's got it all.
Yeah, come down. We're there all weekend. You know, the show is basically 10 till, you know, I think 6 o'clock at night. Basically great location, Spanish Landing down by the Sheraton, the airport. We've got tickets. Just you know, look us up, give us a call, and we'll get you in the show.
Call you at the office by. And
yeah, just and call myself at the office. Yeah, we'll get you in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Plenty
about
of tickets.
Plenty of tickets. Cool. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about, boats and fishing, and these two guys do it all. They do a lot of field research in between selling boats.
Yeah, you nailed it, too. And what perfect timing to have both Pete and Mike in here. I mean, with the fishing as good as it is right now, and both tuna offshore and yellowtail at the islands, it's perfect time to talk boats and talk fishing. And we want to talk to you. And if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be taking all your phone calls today, like Pete said, covering all bases, fishing, boating, boat maintenance, all that great stuff. It's coming your way today. We're also giving away a killer prize. Check this out. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Big Wave, a new style of Maui Jims, a really nice fisherman-friendly style pair of Maui Jims, a really great pair of glasses. This one has the translucent matte gray frame, the brand new blue Hawaii lens, and that killer Maui Pure lens material.
Super light.
Yeah.
yeah. great lens of material that's just as clear as glass.
Yeah, it's an awesome pair of glasses, super lightweight, and a really cool opportunity. Again, if you want to get your shot at those Maui Jims, or better yet, your chance to talk to Mike and Pete, 858-457-1090, that's the local number, or 877-792-1090, and when we come back, we're taking your phone calls, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned, it's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olakai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olakai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olakai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olakai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Noheya Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai, and tagging your photos with hashtag AnywhereAloha. Olakai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores, or olakai.com.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 9th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store, with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and the Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 9th only. Plus, get one free reel service with a minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin is Saturday, June 9th, starting at 7 and open till 7. At the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you just heard it. Today is the day. Longfin Tackle Store in Orange, the Shimano Day, 7 to 7. They're already open, and I'm sure that store is just packed up.
Well, I guarantee that line was wrapping around the building, 20, 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, for sure. And They have incredible deals on everything in the store, including Shimano, which just doesn't go on sale.
Yep.
They have Shimano representatives there to service a free reel service. With a minimum purchase, they'll teach you knot connections with PowerPro. What else? I mean, they do everything there.
From time to time, there was a cool opportunity to buy, like, some of the reps samples, and those are always really cool ones. So they might take a Talica, and that Talica has been on display at Fred Hall Show and is on display at Day at the Docks, and maybe they used it to, you know, to do a seminar or something with. And now that reel is brand new. It's never been fished. It might have had the handle turned by, you know, by a handful of people, but it's never been fished. And then they'll sell that for just, I mean, pennies on the dollar. Yeah. Like, so I don't know for certain, but in years past, salesman samples have been opportunities. There's just really cool deals, closeouts, things like that. And those guys at Longfin, they don't mess around when they're doing their big sales.
No, they don't. I mean, Tom and Eric are extraordinary sale guys. And when they have a sale, they don't mess around. So today's the day, Longfin and Orange, right there. It's easy to find. And check Longfin, thelongfin.com on the web for directions, or just look them up on Google Map and head over to Longfin today. 7 to 7 today. Open right now. Tremendous deals.
And it's a really easy pot to get to. You know, I mean, it's right off the 55. I mean, whether you're in San Diego heading north or in L.A. heading south, or you're lucky enough to be in Orange County, like, it's just a really easy spot to get to, and that's a sale worth traveling for.
No question about it. Yeah, for sure. Longfin. Hey, don't forget, too, our next San Diego County Dealers Remote Broadcast is coming up Saturday, July 7th at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach, and that's your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning that Shimano casting contest. Prize one is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island, the red hot spot for kayak fishing on Cedros Island. That's worth, I don't know, like $4,000, something like that, that prize. And then grand prize number two is a four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero, where Rick and I just came back from, in Baja's East Cape. Now, get this. Also includes round-trip tickets, San Diego, Orange County, or Los Angeles to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. And be sure to click on the Alaska Airlines banner on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, for more details on that. Also, you can win a trip on the Blackjack, that fantastic four-pack out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and, of course, the Cowboy and Tommy P will be there with a lot of great prizes just for showing up. Don't forget, you have two different chances to win the two grand prizes, either by random draw or by casting contest, the Shimano casting contest, to win that Rancho Leonel trip on Alaska Airlines or the Fastlane Hobie Kayak Cedros kayak fishing trip. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. Saturday, July 7th, coming up at Mossy Ford, just off the 5 freeway in Pacific Beach.
All right. Well, certainly some great info going on, some great fishing going on. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump in the phones and talk to Charlie calling us from Gardena this morning. What's up, Charlie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a couple questions, one for Rick and then one for Mike. Mike, what would be the best current website to maybe like Blue Book a used boat? And then Rick, on the Alaska trip, is the Makaira 20 too big? And can you get some of those slugs? I couldn't find them.
Well, a Makaira 20, no, it'd be perfectly appropriate size for halibut fishing, larger than necessary, but not too big for sure. So no, load that thing up full of Spectra, take your top shot off, and just go full of Spectra. And and if you need MC slugs, man, come on down, we got them, or I'll bring them up. Either way, yeah, we have plenty of them.
As far as the Blue Buck, as far as the Blue Buck values on boats, there's Nada and Buck. I don't know if you can get it public on the website or on the internet right now, but feel free to give us a call at the office, and any boat you're looking at, I can give you what the bank's value is or a fair value on the boat. Just it's CustlerYachts.com. Our phone number's on there, and I'll take care of you for sure.
Shoot you an email, too. That's
our
an option.
Email is info@CustlerYachts, and we'll get you all the info.
So there's actually a Blue Book for boats, just like a car.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. Pete's got a deal going on a Riviera, and you know, these Blue Book values are not gospel, let's say. You know, what you got to look at is what the market is saying, and we typically use a sold boat values from Yacht World and, you know, what the actual boats are selling for versus what, you know, the bank is willing to lend is kind of a different scenario.
There's so many variables.
I can't get over that. Yes.
So yeah. many variables when you're buying a boat.
Yep.
You know, how was the boat kept? The quality of how the condition of the boat. I mean, that can swing a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. And, banks, too, they won't lend on boats that are 20 years or older typically. So that's another factor when you're trying to get a loan.
So if you want to buy an old boat like I bought, you got to pay cash.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So 20 years and older is pretty much the benchmark that you can't get financed.
That's it.
Even if it's a, you know, killer classic bitchin' hull that's all, you know, redone new machinery, it still holds an older year class.
There might be some unconventional financing out there, and guys will carry paper, but typically it's going to be a cash
purchase.
Yeah. But you can get insurance. I can testify to that. It's like the key is you got to have a survey. And then you can get the value of the boat insured for what you need. So that's an important factor, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As far as, like, smaller boats, let's say a 25-foot Parker, is there a Blue Book on that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can. Yeah. But I'm not sure if it's public. You can find some information online these days, I'm sure. But
I think NADA, you can go on their website.
Yeah, and they're paid sites. You can find that information for sure.
Yeah.
That's cool.
For sure. All right.
Just good for a backup, you know? Like.
Okay, so on your Makaira 20, I will say when I was in Loreto, we fished a half a day with the director of fisheries for Baja Sur. And on the boat I was fishing, they had Talica 20s. And I thought, well, this is kind of a little overkill for fishing 150-foot yo-yo dropper loop. Or I am telling you what, I'm taking my Talica 20 to Sitka.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was the bomb for fishing deep.
Well, that's what I fish on when we go to Kingfisher. I fish on that the Mackay, one of the boats up there, and that's what his rigs are. He uses 25s. I think they would never say it. I think he uses 25s for the extra line capacity, and it's not because you need the extra line capacity to hit the bottom. It's so that you can fish the reel like 3/4 full, and then it's very charter friendly so that if it's, you know, you get lines a little piled up in the center, you don't have to worry about it. But we fish Talica 25s on that boat, and it, what's crazy is a reel that's, you know, that quote-unquote small. It's not like a 25 is a small reel, but in comparison to the old days, the amount of torque that reel gets is so much better than a reel twice the size.
Absolutely.
But it fits in your hand, and the handle's comfortable, and it's easier to get a hold of. And, yeah, that's what we use as Talicas, and there isn't a nicer reel for it,
yeah,
for sure.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We'll see you at Kingfisher Charters 1 week from tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, looking forward to that. All right, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. This Catch Report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget Fish Pros the Market with their famous smoked wahoo, tuna burgers, and more. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location, or stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. And we got the cast man on the line. What's up, Cass?
Good morning, cast man.
Hey, it's good to see that you two vagabonds are back in the
yes, indeed.
Studio.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
You know, poor Adam, you know, you just keep him there. You guys take off and frolic, and poor Adam has to stay. You're going to have to take Adam on one of these trips.
Yeah, for sure. And Corey, don't forget Corey, man. He did a great job backboning
really did.
For us.
No
for
doubt.
Sure.
Well, you know, Corey's just started, but you know, he'll come along. We'll get him on a trip or two. But
yeah.
look forward to it.
Definitely.
Hey, fishing down there, Pete. You know, you realized while you were there that wind really, really shut things down there. Started right there all the way from the southern tip of Baja all the way up to La Paz. That wind blew for about 2 or 3 days there, and it came from the south. Very strong wind. You know, I don't know, because there's a hurricane, Aleta, down south, but it's heading out, excuse me, to the west of the Pacific. It's been downgraded now to a Category 2. It looks like it's hitting colder water, so it looks like it's going to dissipate. But, you know, it's the first hurricanes of the season. So I think those winds might have come from that area. I know there was some big swells there in San Jose del Cabo. They were talking about the big surf that was hitting the coast there. No port closures, though. Bosca did get out. They hit it up, headed up around Punta Gordo up in the Sierra Cortez there to Desteladeros. They did get some tuna up there, 30, 40-pound tuna. Not a lot, but they did scratch a few, a couple of wahoo, some dorado. And, of course, the big thing this past week was the striped marlin. I mean, the Ponga fleet, they had 100 and I think, I'm sorry, they had 84 for like 60 charters. You know, that's a little over one per boat average for striped marlin. And, you know, those guys don't really go out and try for them. And that surprised the heck out of me. I was like to have gotten a report from the East Cape to see how they did. But it seems like there's a lot of striped marlin and pretty good-sized marlin. They were saying, you know, they're averaging 100 to about 140 pounds. Those are big stripers. So some good billfish going out, action going down there. Dorado still not really any big numbers. You know, you'll get some dinks, and then you'll get some 25 or 30-pounders. You know, up there in the La Paz area there out of Muertos Bay, Las Arenas area, they've been fishing around Sorabo, the southeast end there. They've had a fairly good wahoo bite there. Quality fish, 30, 40 pounds. They've been scratching some 40, 50-pound tuna. Not a lot. Roosters along the beaches, doing pretty well there. Some getting some nice roosters, about 20, 25, 30-pound roosters, occasional 40. Mostly on mullet. There's a lot of mullet coming in now, and I think as you see more and more mullet arriving into the areas there, you'll see more and more roosters all the way from La Paz all the way down to Punta Gordo and around the corner there at San Jose del Cabo. But it looks like it's going to continue to be good fishing all the way through the summer. I got a fresh report from Christmas Island, guys that I have in there right now. They text me the first day of fishing. Did really good on the bones, on the flats. Dave Cooper, who was reporting, he's from Colorado, said he had an 8-9 pounder, which is really a nice size bone. But they said one of the guys, Duke Lynn from Mission Viejo, went off on the offshore by himself because everybody else was fly fishing. And I guess he came in that evening and he said that he'd lost 3 Rapalas and got spooled. They never saw the fish. Never saw the fish. So anyway, they're sitting around that afternoon having cocktails. And, of course, some of the other guys that also like to offshore fish really got excited. And they went out, and I guess they just nailed the yellowfin tuna and the wahoo on that second day. And I didn't get a report from yesterday, but I'm going, man, that is exciting.
That's so rad.
Good fishing.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get some good pictures when they get back next week, or this coming week, I should say. They get back in Honolulu on Tuesday, and they'll be home that evening. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody? Oh, by the way, we did fill up those last 2 spots for the El Salto trip, and that's about it. So I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, Mainland Mexico, Central America, and all the other good destinations we sell, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510. Talk to you guys next Saturday.
Awesome. Thanks, Cass, man.
Appreciate it, Cass. Great report. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, let's jump back into those phones. Appreciate it, Cass, man.
Neil in Huntington Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone. Love the show.
Thank you.
I find that something that's often overlooked and underestimated is the operation of boats, you know, especially pulling into tight slips and this and that. So I was wondering what your guests offer or recommend for new boaters as, you know, maneuvering operation instruction sort of thing.
Well, first off, you know, the Coast Guard does a great job of the public's free boating classes. They do, at least in our area at West Marine, they offer them all the time. There's some captain's courses locally in Point Loma where we're at that you can do that will surely help out with the basics. As far as us directly, we're all captains in-house and, you know, very hands-on. So just getting out there once you purchase a boat or, you know, even if you need help, come on down in our area. We'll just get out and work the docks. It's just time on the water, just
and
like
you,
anything else.
You, when people buy boats from Kustler Yachts, you guys take them out, show them the ropes. I mean, if they're not familiar, right?
Yeah.
Kind of part of the deal.
Yeah, we don't just say, here's your boat, see you later.
Yeah.
You know,
go fishing
we
with
make
them.
Sure they're comfortable with their boat.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, that would be me. I've been around boats my entire life, but I've never driven anything that wasn't an outboard. You know what I mean? Like, there's, you know, regardless of how comfortable you might be on the water, like, I'd be doing circles if I was trying to figure out how to pull that thing in or out for the first time. And having
the same way, yeah. Well, we totally different deal.
Yeah, we tell people, well, at least I do, every time I sell the boat and when people are uncomfortable driving it, I tell them practice in the very early morning or evening when there's no wind. At least at Kona Kai where we're at, we're shared slips, so you kind of have to be on the ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been running boats my whole life, and when it's blowing a little bit in a shared slip, you definitely have to be paying attention. And, you know, another basic rule is, rule of thumb is go slow.
Yeah.
Easy does it, because if you hit something going slow, you're not going to do too much damage.
Slow is pro, as Ron Lane says.
It's a lot cheaper to hit something going slow than fast.
Yeah. And
really
usually if you have fenders, they'll take care of that, you know. You're not going to do damage if you have fenders.
Yeah, but some of these guys, they go out at, you know, midday, and it's howling, you know, and just hoping for the best. That's not the way to go about it. Start in the early morning when there's no wind, get a couple of guys, plenty of fenders, just take it nice and easy and just time on the water. Just keep hitting it.
Yeah, and the more you learn, the more you get it, the faster you're going to get on that game.
You'll start getting muscle memory, and it'll work on any boat you drive.
Yeah.
And real men don't use bow thrusters.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Wheeler? Yeah. You know, you're cracking me up now. Yeah, you don't need a bow thruster, right?
Well,
some people do.
You go around driving commercial boats and sport boats, and there's no bow thruster.
But they are nice.
They are very nice.
They're really nice.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Dr. Bob Blum, tournament director for our Rancho Leonero tournament, our 22nd annual, another successful tournament, thanks to Dr. Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. I have the results. This is the 22nd. Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament. And we had a nice mix of repeat participants and some new people. We even had two guys who came from London, England. They were here last year and had such a good time, they came back again. That's 36 hours traveling time.
Yeah, it's a long trip. Instead of an hour and 50 minutes.
The tournament is kind of unique. It's limited to people who are staying at the ranch, but there's no entry fee and there's lots of prizes. It's a 3-day tournament, but we only count the your two best day scores. And the way you get points is you get points for catching, release, and marlin, sailfish, and roosterfish, and then 1 point per pound for edible fish like tuna and dorado, and 2 points per pound for wahoo. And on the first day, we had a new team from San Diego called the Hot Rods, and these were two brothers and a son, all named Rodriguez, and the son's best friend.
From Lakeside.
Nice.
Lakeside, you're right.
Yeah.
My hood.
Son's friend, Chris. And these guys went straight out, found the porpoise, quickly caught 10 tuna, and were back in by 11:30.
That's a day.
Yeah. And their five biggest tuna weighed 110-pound, topped by a 37.2-pound tuna caught by Chris.
And that fish ended up winning the $500 cash.
Good for them.
It was the biggest tuna from Statewide Strikes, thanks to Dave from Statewide Strikes.
And it weighed 37.2 pounds, barely beat another one that weighed 36.9.
Yeah.
And not only was it win the $500 from Stateside Stripes, but also in the daily jackpot.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of pompano caught by the boats that stayed in shore. I'd never seen so many pompano, and they all weighed between 3 and 9 pounds.
Yeah. So and then, you know, we had a little bit of wind on the next day. Well, Bob, we got to wrap this up. That's my point.
Not a long
show.
Yeah,
we don't have entire 2 hours
okay.
to talk about that.
Well, the second day we had a lot of wind. Most boats stayed in shore, but the hot rods went out, and they hooked an estimated 500-pound Pacific blue marlin. They fought it for 3 hours, And three times they had to swivel out of the water, but they couldn't close the deal. And
they had almost to leader a couple of times.
Wow.
It said.
They just couldn't quite close.
And then, of course, don't forget the first day we had the winning Wahoo, which was from the team tag, which Larry and Judy Vestanek, our regulars that have been with us for many, many years, and their team, team tag, that caught a $500 Wahoo.
That's right.
Thanks to Rick at Sport Fishing Financial, who he and his family were all there attending.
Got
so.
I do got to hear a very important thing real quick.
What?
How was the scallops that
Rick brought
down? Oh, my
God, those scallops were unbelievable.
It was hard to leave knowing that was about to go down the night I was leaving.
We drove from Loretto, and we stopped with in Mag Bay at Mag Bay Outfitters, Bob Hoyt, and he did, and Rick purchased $200 worth of scallops, a giant cooler, fresh out of the bay the day before. And the Rancho Llanero chefs cooked them.
I'll bet they did, dude.
Bob, they were delicious, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I,
sweet.
Anyway, I just wanted the first place was won by Nosotros Champonos. They got a trophy and a trip back to the Rancho Llanero plus a day of fishing valued at $1,200. Second place, the Hot Rods, they got a trophy and $150 worth of gift certificates of Fisherman's Landing. And third place was another new team, Steve and Amy Gunther from Laguna Niguel. And they caught four marlin for good for $100 worth of gift certificates. And as you said, the largest Wahoo went to Kenny Villofano for their 19-pound Wahoo, $500 for the largest tuna, statewide stripes, and $100 Rancho Llanero gift certificate for the most billfish. And what the team, Nosotros Champonos, caught seven. And I think for the 3-day tournament, we got 16 marlin.
That's good marlin fishing.
Yeah, it was good marlin fishing.
No
yeah,
kidding.
That wind helped a lot.
I'm sure.
The
marlin fishing. Got them up and tailing.
No doubt about it. And I might also say thanks to Bob for donating, not this Bob, the other Bob, for donating.
Bob Clark.
Bob Clark, who's a great guy, great supporter. Bob Clark donated that $100 gift certificate to Rancho Llanero.
Oh, cool.
For billfish, so that was really nice of Bob. Great job, Bob. It was a fantastic tournament. Really enjoyed having the whole group there, and we're looking forward to the 23rd annual next June, right, Bob?
June 1st to the 6th.
June 1st to the 6th. Well, thanks for all you do, Bob. And I might add, too, the third-place team, their names were again?
Steve and Amy Gunther.
Great people, and they had the heartbreak story. They came in the first day at 5:06 with a bigger tuna than the winning tuna.
Oh, no.
But the cutoff was 5 o'clock. And they understood. They were cool. So they still won a third-place prize.
Great.
So it all worked out.
Yeah, they caught four marlin.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Bob,
job,
for all you do. Appreciate that.
Okay, Pete.
All right, great job.
All right.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break.
You got it, man. When we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls, a lot more to hang in there with. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's your best shot. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, it's going on right now. It's the San Diego International Boat Show happening today and tomorrow right there at Spanish Landing, directly across from the airport. I'll tell you what, parking is easy, and it's such a great show. If you're looking for something, great family time, this is it, today and tomorrow.
We talked about, you know, information. I mean, they have Powerboat 101 lessons. They've got killer live music and entertainment, seminars, all kinds of cool things to help you run your boat. And, I mean, let's face it, the best display of in-the-water boats you're going to see in San Diego all year long.
Big and small. They even have a floating cocktail lounge, which is kind of fun, too. Right there.
I'm in.
Admission's just $15. Kids 12 and under are free, and they have discounts for active military. Check it out, SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for more details. It's a great show happening today and tomorrow. Spanish Landing right across from San Diego International Airport.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created 2 new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in 2 gear ratios and 2 different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Speaking of the San Diego Boat Show, one of the displays is a must-stop for you today and tomorrow at the San Diego Boat Show. It is the Blue Guard Innovations website, and we have Z, the founder and owner of Blue Guard Innovations. Good morning. Z?
Morning.
Pick me up?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Good morning, Z. Great to have you on the show.
I'm right here at the show.
Great to have you on the show. So tell us, what is Blue Guard Innovations?
Well, Blue Guard Innovation has actually come up with it's a company that's located in Boulder, Colorado, but we have a factory here in San Diego. And with the local marine community, we have come up, they came to us a couple years ago and said, can you do something about it? See all those oil slicks that we have in marinas, and bilges are pumping the oil or fuel out of into the bay. So we looked at it and said, hey, we can come up with the oil detector, fuel detector integrated in the bilge pump switch. And so that's what we did. And so now what the switch does is that it senses if the oil is detected in a bilge, let's say accidental leak from the engine or a fuel tank, or it will stop the pump and it will wait until the set the alarm at the control panel, and it will wait until it sees the water. When it sees the water, it will selectively pump the water out. Now, if there are a few other modes, obviously, that you can put it in, it just alarms you and stops the pump dead on. Or you can put it in just that alarms you on. So it's kind of a smart pump that you can talk to over the Bluetooth.
And you have a great display at the San Diego Boat Show, and it shows you oil or diesel fuel, whatever, is going to float on water. So if you have a fuel leak as well as a water leak, your boat's not going to sink. It's going to,
once
the oil goes above the detector, it's going to pump the water out,
it'll
right?
just pump down until it hits the oil again, and you know, hopefully that'll be that. But if it then if it fills back up, it'll keep pumping until it gets that's
exactly.
Good call.
But I called Z. Actually, I met Z through Ken at Sports Fishing Association in California, and a lot of the sport fishing boats are adapting to this, and I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes pretty much a standard from Coast Guard. I had an incident on my boat where I had a fuel leak. I didn't know there was a fuel leak and there was fuel in my bilge. And had I had Blue Guard Innovations system installed, it would have not only told me that I had a fuel leak, but it also wouldn't have pumped diesel fuel into the water, could save you a lot of money in fines.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I'm not saying I pumped diesel fuel in the water.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
hypothetically,
I'm not admitting
of course.
That I'm
hypothetically,
diesel fuel,
yeah.
But hypothetically
if
that would happen,
happened, sure.
Yeah. But
allegedly.
But this is exactly what your kit does. And what's amazing to me, too, Z, is how cost-effective it is. It basically replaces your float switch, right?
It replaces your float switch, and it does something else, is that because it's not mechanical, it's a solid-state it will last, you know, 10 plus years, and there is nothing to jam. There is nothing to fuse when the pump goes on. For a couple $100 or so on the retail side, you'll have a switch that you'll not have to replace for years and years.
So it basically just replaces, you don't have to replace your bilge pump, you don't have to replace, you just replace your float switch and that's it.
That's correct. Yeah, the only additional thing that comes up is your alarm comes up, and it's
right.
compatible with any 24 or 12 volt system. It's a 12 volt or 24 volt system, and you can connect it to any light or horn that you have on the console.
Great.
That's
all
awesome.
Right. So you're at the boat show today and tomorrow, right there on the grass as you walk into the show with all the displays there. Blue Guard Innovations, and you're there right there today and tomorrow.
That's correct. We have it actually with our local dealer called Bilson Marine, and we are helping them out to market the product in the local area here, and we'll be there in a full force, live demonstration, and it's probably the first innovation in the bilge pump switches in last 50, 60 years.
Yeah, and it's a good one, too. Z, great job. We'll see you at the show today, Blue Guard Innovations. Go by and check out the demonstration. Yeah. You'll want one, I can tell you for sure.
Thank you, Pete.
All right. Thanks, Z. Appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got to
get through. We do have a line open. You have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, and that is 858-457-1090.
All right. How about Brian calling us from Ventura this morning? What's up, Brian? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, man. I'm just... talk to your guys there about the wonders that if they deal with any 30 foot or under skiffs, commercial grade skiffs. I'm up here in Ventura, so I'm talking Radden, Wilson, Andersons. Do they ever come across those, and if so, how often or whatnot?
Pete?
We come across them every once in a while. We've sold a couple Radden type boats.
We've got that 30 Bounty for sale, right?
Yeah, the Bounty. That's a more of a Northwest style commercial boat.
Seaway, Hoquiam.
Yeah, yeah. So we come across them every once in a while.
Radovich.
Yeah. The key with you guys is you just got to call and say, here's what I'm looking for. And it may not be on the market today, but it could be on the market tomorrow, right?
That's it. You're 100% right.
Yeah, and that's what these guys do. That's your job, is to go seek out. And I've known several people that have purchased boats from you, and may have taken a month, it may have taken a year, but you found the boat for them. Hey, I got the boat for you. Come down and look at it.
Yeah, it's a revolving door. It's
totally.
It's a big Rolodex of guys we deal with, and it's literally it changes every week. So you just gotta kind of get in touch with one of us in the shop and tell us what you're looking for, price range, and we'll keep you on the radar.
Yeah, stuff might come up tomorrow, might come up a year from now.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And not necessarily, it might not be on Yacht World. It may not be in the another listings. It may be just one that you know of. It's like, hey, I found this boat. This is the boat for you.
Yeah, I had a call yesterday. A guy's got a older commercial sword boat in, was it Dana Point?
Dana Point.
Dana Point he wants to sell. So we get them.
And your guys' area, too, it's not limited to San Diego. I remember when Pete was looking for a boat, you guys were in Texas, and then you were up here, and then you're back over there. Like,
oh, geez, yeah, we're all over the country.
Yeah, your background is not San Diego. I mean, you want a boat. These are the guys to find it.
Costa Rica, we got deals going to Mexico right now, and Florida. Pete's loading an 80-footer in Lauderdale next week on a ship coming out here. I'm loading a 45-footer in Lauderdale next week coming out through the canal. So, yeah, we're moving.
That's cool, man. Yeah. I like it.
So that's a key with having guys that know what they're doing for fishermen, and these guys know what they're doing for fishermen. So thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, hear about all that great fishing that's going on right now. Lots more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today.
Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.